14 students spent part of their summer with Wilmington police officers to learn more about what goes into law enforcement. WHYY's Nichelle Polston reports.
It was an experience some of the teenagers will never forget. The third annual Wilmington Police Youth Academy was a camp of contrast. There were two sets of young people involved. First, a group with no interest in law enforcement. The other, a group includes Killy Anya Mayfield, who's looking at this as a career.
I want to be a lawyer. Prosecutor.
12-year-old Zion Webb has a similar goal.
I'm very interested in detective work and maybe even want to go into the FBI.
Detective work was exactly what Webb experienced.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 patrol. The rest of you guys are detectives over there.
He says his family influenced his career interests.
A lot of people in my family are from the military. So, well, they are in the military. So they do a lot of stuff and they tell me stories about it. And it sounds really interesting.
The police officers wanted to give the kids real world experiences. So they handed over some of their work and they didn't go easy on the students either.
So we've surveyed our crime scene. Now, what normally happens is, when patrol respond out to a scene, if there are evidence, the patrol officer cordons off the crime scene. Pay attention. And the reason he's cordoning off the crime scene is for you guys to come to investigate.
Leah Hearns is one of the students who isn't looking for a career in law enforcement. But the experience changed her opinion of police.
On social media, there's a lot going around about them being bad, but they're like superheroes. Honestly, the world would not be the same without police officers. They keep everything sane and calm.
In a classroom setting, Master Sergeant William Smith says even though most of these students are making positive choices, he feels he has to warn and encourage students to stay on the right path.
The national average of life expectancy for gang members is 18 to 24 years of age. So for most kids, I mean, that's the end of your childhood. When you turn 18, you're an adult. And to have just a mere 5, 6 years left to even look at that. I mean, some of these kids in the room are 12 years old. If this average is correct and they were lured in that lifestyle, their lives are halfway over already.
By the end of the camp, each student walked away with a certificate during a graduation ceremony. Mayfield, the aspiring prosecutor, gave a heartfelt graduation speech detailing how it changed her point of view.
I used to believe that there weren't many good cops left because most of them had turned to taking the lives of the innocent. But during these 2 weeks, I learned that that isn't the case at all. It's hard to be an officer, and these officers make that clear. They wake up every morning with one goal in mind, save a life. They keep this goal in mind, all while in the back of their head they know that each morning they go out on the job could be their last. I now know that a police officer is no different than you and I, but they're human like me. Thank you.
The officers are hoping the kids will share those experiences with friends and family, potentially making it easier for residents and police to talk. From the Delaware desk, Nichelle Polston, WHYY News.